KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County, and all kinds of wonderful recreational opportunities for all of us. And today we're going to be taking a look at that. There is a bill, H.R. 6596, rolls right off the tongue. It has a cavalcade of all kinds of things that could be very, very cool for you. So today we have got Roger James, who has brought in a couple of wonderful guests. We've got Allison Sterling and also Jeff Morris. Thank you all for taking the time to talk today.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Cliff.
You bet. So this bill, H.R. 6596, I said very catchy name. it has all kinds of stuff attached to it here. You said this was introduced by our own Jared Huffman?
He introduced it just a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
after we'd been working on it for over 5.5 years. So it's been a work in progress for quite a while.
Wow.
And I mean, it's even longer than that. It's Northwest California's Wilderness Recreation and Working Forests Act. So we initially had gone to Congressman Huffman to talk to him about wilderness and wild and scenic river designations because those take an act of Congress. And
literally.
He was, being the wise person that he is, asked us to kind of interview people throughout the region and find out what other needs our public lands had that rise to the top so that he could integrate many different aspects of public land needs into one legislative effort. And so we did that. And a number of things rose to the top, including fire management, of course, as we've been seeing across the state.
Sure.
And trespass pot grow cleanups on our public lands and other things like that that everybody agrees on. And recreation and trails was a huge one. So it has the largest recreation aspect, I believe, than any public lands legislative effort in California history.
Yeah, it has many, many sections. I've been going over this. It is really something. Now, Congress doesn't seem to be doing a lot of things with regard to the environment or recreation. What are the odds of this thing going further than being introduced?
Well, I think Jeff, do you want to grab that one?
Sure.
Thanks,
sure.
Jeff.
I think it's great to be on the show with you, Cliff.
Thank you.
And shout out to our friend Michael Kaufman, who has also been involved in developing this bill.
Mm-hmm.
The Congress is an interesting beast, you know, when things are semi-functional, and currently, mm-hmm. obviously, it's a little bit more dysfunctional than usual.
Well, I'll say.
But I think we're fortunate to have a member of Congress that has some vision for what could be. And I think the idea behind this bill is to take these locally developed ideas, whether it's fire management or trespass marijuana grow remediation, as Allison mentioned, or the enormous amount of recreation opportunities here, and get the community involved more in supporting these ideas and moving them forward so that when there's an opportunity in Congress, and we can all cross our fingers for that, this can move forward as a fully fleshed out and fully locally supported idea.
Great. So it's not expected to get any kind of vote anytime soon.
Well, you know, if we've are counting on the current occupant of the White House, mm-hmm. to move something forward, I think that's just speculative at best.
Yeah.
Regardless of what the issue is, so I think that's in some ways it's also an opportunity. You know, it gives. Gives the community the ability to, really get more involved in this and communicate with Congressman Huffman directly. And I think he's interested in doing that to make sure that these ideas are going to work for the local community. They were developed locally, and then, you know, make this bill the best it can when that opportunity gets before us.
Well, that's fantastic. And things are looking in November like there really could be a shakeup in Congress, and there could be a whole new makeup of what Congress looks like after November. So fingers crossed, hopefully things that will help move things like this move forward.
Yeah, we're definitely lucky to have a congressman who is, with all the other challenges they have in D.C. right now, who's thinking proactively and doing things, you know, kind of being the grown-up in the room and looking at things that we can achieve that are positive and not just at battle all the time. In fact, he put the draft of this legislation on his website last August and just introduced it a few weeks ago, so it was almost a full year of receiving public input. And that is part of why it took a while for him to introduce this, because they actually wanted to integrate the ideas that people were bringing forth, which I think is just refreshing.
Yeah, and looking at this, you know, aside from the fire management you were talking about, there are lots of different trail opportunities on here for both pedestrians and cyclists. Either of you want to touch on some of the elements that are in this bill?
Jeff, you want to grab that?
Sure, I'm happy to start us off. So, you know, there's a myriad of opportunities here for all kinds of mostly land-based recreation. You know, everything from a trail around Trinity Lake, which should be 115 miles open to cyclists and hikers and equestrians, 115 miles.
That's a long trail.
Yeah, connecting every single campground almost that sits on the lake. So, you know, that for locals and visitors alike, it could be a really significant thing. And then that actually, again, a locally generated idea conceived by a good friend of ours, Ross Molyneux in Trinity County, who is a personality, is huge. And you know, he actually, this is also an idea that resulted from the public meetings last summer. Mm-hmm. He stood up and put this idea forward during the public meeting. He had, you know, had been working on it for a while, and Congressman Huffman said, "That sounds like a great idea. Let's put it in." So that's a great example.
Fantastic.
Everything from that trail to a number of trail designations and construction of mountain biking trails, actually, in Del Norte County in the Smith River National Recreation Area. My favorite of these is the Bigfoot National Recreation Trail,
Section 202.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. And which is a 360-mile long trail that you know, Michael and a large group of volunteers have already done a great deal of work on in designing this trail based on existing system trails that runs from Mendocino County all the way up to Oregon and then out Crescent City. You know, that those kinds of opportunities, not only for locals, but also for people visiting the area, are really significant. And if we can name something, I mean, that's the other thing with this whole bill, I think, too. If we name something and put it on the map, people will come, they will spend money in our local communities, and it makes a difference. What else is in here? There's also a regional trail study section and also a partnership section, and I think those two go really well together. There's never been a regional study of all the trail systems within our region, how they interact with each other. I know Humboldt County has done amazing work, you know, this radio program is part of that, in analyzing their own trail systems, but regionalizing that analysis and thinking that through and how those connect to each other is something else that this bill does.
So so folks know what counties it will impact and help. It's Mendocino, Humboldt, Trinity, and Del Norte counties. So it's sort of this whole
pretty wide-reaching area. Yeah,
big area for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we met with trail folks early on. Those were some of the first folks we met with, Michael, and had a meeting with Emily Sinkhorn probably 6 years ago. Just initial brainstorming with folks. What do you want to see out there? You know, and a lot of the things that people brought up early on are in it. It's really exciting.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So, being such a large, wide-reaching bill, I guess the question has to come, what's the cost on this thing expected to be?
Well, we know that there will be no appropriations.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In this Congress, we're not looking at that. Just passing it would be exciting. It certainly will have no money attached. So there's a few different mechanisms within the legislative language that could receive funding for different aspects of the legislation. So, for instance, with the trespass pothole cleanup, which is so desperately needed, and with some of the recreation components, we will be able to receive partnership-based funding. There's like we kind of created a vessel that could receive state or private funding. There will be certainly a lot of volunteer hours, which we've seen around the state in public lands where folks get out and build trails and put up signs and, you know, really have ownership of it because of the all the work that goes into it. So we'll be using a number of sort of a mosaic to put it together since it won't have any money attached to it.
So
we're not letting that stop us.
Right. So basically the idea is to pass this and work out the funding later.
Mm-hmm, because it's sort of issue specific. There's so many different components to the legislation.
Right.
So depending on the issue, there's different avenues for possibility there.
Well, as we have seen locally with different trails, there is a myriad of different funding opportunities, grants, local fundraising, all kinds of different ways of doing it. If we want it, we can make it.
That's right, and we're working with a lot of the folks who are already doing good work on the ground to make sure that none of us are competing with each other to do good work.
Good idea.
So folks who are already, you know, working in those arenas, we're working with them so that we can just help supplement, you know, and accent people's work and expand it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're not competing for the same money.
So the other opportunity I think that this presents for us is to work together as a region if we're going after future dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's since we none of us have a really high population, and there are, and we're going after much of the potentially, you know, maybe the same funding sources working together. There's a couple of groups here in the region that have done that on natural resource issues and been very successful. So, you know, if we can do that on recreation issues and both go after dollars as a region but also promote as a region, this gives us more opportunity to do that.
And, of course, having a bill passed makes it more tangible and makes fundraising a lot easier because people like to fund things that have that look real.
That exist.
That right. exist, right. So that makes a big difference. You know, they used to talk about having shovel-ready projects ready to go when the funding is available.
That's
and this
right.
would be a whole raft of different projects that would be ready to roll.
Which Michael and Bigfoot Trail Alliance have set an excellent example of that because they're already out working on it and it hasn't even passed yet, so they're priming the pump.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of good people doing a lot of good things.
That's
and this will definitely... this will definitely help. So we'll definitely keep our eye on this as time goes by. Again, easy to forget, but it's HR 6596. Yes.
If folks want to get involved or want more information, we have a website.
Mm-hmm.
It's mountainsandrivers.org. And you can email us through there. You can find out how to contact the congressman and support this effort, which is great. He loves hearing from his constituents. And we're also asking folks to write letters to the editors of our local papers in all the counties because they watch those in D.C. And to them, it's a real indicator of how much support there is on the ground.
Oh, fantastic.
So anyway, if people want to get involved, they can just check out mountainsandrivers.org and go from there.
Fantastic. Mountainandrivers.org. All one word, I assume?
Plural on both. Mm-hmm. Mountainsandrivers.org.
Mountainandrivers.org. Okay, very good. And I'll put a link to that up on our website.
Great.
As
Thank
well.
You.
Yeah, you betcha. You betcha. Well, Allison and Jeff, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. A lot of great information here. Roger, thank you so much for pulling all this together.
My pleasure.
Absolutely. So,
thank you much, Cliff.
Yeah, you bet. So we are unfortunately out of time, but great information here. And we will have this podcast shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.